First of all, we must internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection. Now, if I may retain my liquids here for one moment, I'd like to continue the redundance of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, see, because to preclude on the issue of world domination would only circumcise the revelation that it reflects the aphrodisiatic symptoms which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation. So, by do not misinterpret the chauvinistic...
Give to the United Negro Scholarship Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to develop without help.
Allow me to expose my colon once again. The ramification inflicted on the incision placed within the fallopian cavities serves to be holistic, taken from the Latin word jalapeno.
And it was the flagellants of the instability, and it's going down. Talent to Minds podcast episode. Damn, hey. What episode is this? Episode 15, and we back up in this bitch.
You already know.
In the building slash building, me sitting across from my brother Poe, man. We feeling lovely today. How was y'all day out there? Don't answer because we can't hear that shit anyway.
All is well, man.
Yeah, all is well, man. So it's been going down in the world, dog. What's up, man? You want to get to hip hop or you want to get on how the Eagles said, fuck this nigga Donald Trump?
First and then foremost, if this y'all first time listening,
subscribe. Brain fart.
Like, comment.
Yeah, subscribe, like, comment, man.
It goes down.
You know, follow us on Instagram, dog, TM Nation Music Group, Hayes Money Escobar. I might change my Instagram name. Fuck that name. You heard? And follow my boy, A. Tory, man. And we everywhere, man. Talent to Minds podcast is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Near you.
Near you.
So stay tuned, Jack.
Yeah, but we everywhere, man. But, first and foremost, dog, so the Philadelphia Eagles, a lot of the players were saying that they didn't even want to go to the White House. So I guess my boy, came back like Jordan wearing the 4-5 was like, fuck all y'all then. Like, y'all just got uninvited. And then on top of that, it was some dude.
So stupid.
Huh?
It's stupid.
What? The whole...
kneeling, standing.
Yeah, like just to even get mad at the shit, though. Come on, bro.
Just kneeling is, bro, we already, man. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting your kneel on, bro. You know what I'm saying? It is just like, it's so many layers to shit, though, too, bro. And it just be like, people, I'm just trying to figure out where did motherfuckers get the whole, like, it's disrespectful to the troops, bro.
Yeah, we had mentioned it before, man. Kneeling
we mentioned it.
Can be a sign of respect too, man. So, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just shut up, man. So,
mind.
But they said there was some dude that straight was at the thing. Yeah, I saw a video of a guy and shit. Dude was out there nailing this shit. Like, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't even blame him though. Shit, I probably would have did the same shit. Like,
bro, if you went to a game and you was on the sideline, you got any jokes prepared, bro?
What to be playing?
Fuck with him, dog. Yeah, or if you at the NBA court side, you know what I'm saying?
You already know, fam. What if we went to the White House, bro? And Trey was just like, bro, you already know we'll be lighting Trump up good.
Hey, if I ever got in front of Donald Trump, I'm heckling, yo.
Yeah, straight going in on him, dog.
Yeah, just to see how
he gonna work. Yeah, he gonna be wanting to get niggas thrown out and shit. Like that one dude that threw the shoe at George Bush. You remember that shit, bro?
Yeah, he dodged
him. Hey, he dodged him. Hey, reflexes were strong as a motherfucker.
He dodged him and then looked at him.
Yeah, hey, my nigga straight saw him coming. You hear me? He straight just like...
was quick though.
Yeah, he was quick though, dog. Straight up, bro. But like, so when they be having to read off the teleprompter, like they read off a teleprompter like screen TV hella shit, fast. Right? Hella fast though. I could see a nigga straight just like, bro, I'll be missing shit, bro. I'll be like on the fourth line when I was supposed to been on the second one, bro. Like,
what's that movie, man?
It don't even make sense no more and shit.
Man, what's that movie where they was doing that and they start changing the words on the teleprompter? Oh,
Anchorman, bro.
I think so.
They had dudes saying some dumb shit. Because they knew he was just going to read anything anyway, like,
bro. You got me.
That's yeah, they movie. Flamed him though, dog. Yeah, Anchorman was hella funny. But it's been a lot going on, man. We missed y'all last week, man. We had a lot of things to do, man.
Relocating.
Yeah, basically just relocating, man. So real soon, you know, y'all will see the little relocation or whatever. Right now we in our new spot, our new building slash building. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down.
Stay tuned, man. We're gonna have live. You know what I'm
saying? Live footage is going to be coming soon, man. More special guests, you know.
SEO, make it move.
More co-host.
We worldwide.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna pull like a 106 and park on y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
We gonna fuck around and being like, I don't know. Who knows where we gonna be?
Yeah, who knows where we gonna be? We might be in Belize, though. Man, my dude Jay Prince has two islands in Belize, bro. And you know that, like, can you imagine owning an island, bro?
Hey, but like
that's ill.
The nigga Prince was a Devo. You got divas. You got Devos. And clearly, dude, the fuck
is Jay Prince is a Devo?
Oh, I thought you said Prince, bro.
No, I'm talking about Jay Prince, bro. From rap. I'm like, what Prince you? You talking about Prince, bro. Artist formerly known as. Yeah. Yeah, he was a Devo.
I ain't hating on him.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. That's real, though? A Devo?
Bro, that's the first time I heard of it. Somebody mentioned. I'm like, Devo.
Yeah. It makes sense, though. It's like in Spanish and shit, too. Like, you know.
Going off that, bro, ain't that with the whole beef about Drake, bro, and Chief Keef and shit, bro?
Okay, so Drake and Pusha T and them, you know what I'm saying, been having their little static day. War words, and this shit goes back to 2001, damn near, bro. Right after what happened to that boy and shit, it goes back that far. You know, Cash Money Ruthless for not paying niggas for beats and all that type of shit, not paying niggas for features or whatever. So it comes from that, but then it goes with, I'ma put, you know, Gilly the Kid writing Wayne songs and shit, bro. And yeah, bro, it's just a bunch of shit that goes into this little beef that they just been taking shots at each other for the longest. And then Drake was like, well, I'm that nigga that can't miss no punches, you know what I'm saying? Drake is like the golden boy of hip-hop, like, you know what I'm saying? He had like a clean image, a clean slate, okay, even when he went against Meek Mill and shit, bro.
Make,
he was
music, yo.
Yeah, but when he went against Meek Mill and shit, bro, he walked away from that shit. Like, even with Meek putting out there, like, yo, this nigga been pissed on, he done been slapped by niggas and
make
all that
music,
shit.
Not war.
And it straight just continue, you know what I'm saying? Like, people straight just still defended dude that took up for him, you know what I'm saying? So that's just basically all it is, where it's like, now they push a T that just exposed them shit. And I mean, in hip-hop, bro, it's always been a part of art form. Like, I think, yeah, shit, certain shit should hip-hop just stay on wax, you know what I'm saying? Some shit should stay on wax. It could just go to bars, you know what I'm saying? I don't really agree with, like, it going super to the streets and niggas having to die behind that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between a battle and beef, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I guess they straight thinking,
like, you know, basically Pusha T wrong for exposing dude and putting the information out there and shit. It's just really like, bro, he did what he was supposed to do.
Fuck all that internet beef shit, man.
Yeah, like Rich the Kid and Uzi.
But I heard them cats be like, looking for each other.
Yeah, some of these niggas too. Really be looking for each other.
I heard Chief Keef also, bro. I don't know this man, but I heard he looking for 6ix9ine.
Yeah, Chief Keef straight looking
that
for
that shows
dude.
Up in the news.
Yeah, and that's the whack shit about it. And that's why I be saying, man, 6ix9ine be kind of on a lot of police ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's why a lot because, of people say dude is.
Yeah, they saying you the police because he be doing those. Like, you know. You be doing a lot, like, you fucking with people and you getting away with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't catching you. You know what I'm saying? You record niggas when niggas on, niggas is calling you and FaceTiming you and they straight just like, yo, nigga, when I see you, I'ma fuck you up. Or, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I don't play about mine and shit. And it's just like, you recording it and then putting it on the internet. And it's just like, okay, so you inviting the police into, like, we need to be on top of this shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit whack, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ever like, drop a track or something.
Y'all ever heard of secret indictments?
Exactly. Exactly, bro. They'll straight get hella niggas on that shit, bro. They'll get the nigga that, oh, you happen to just see him at the Shells walking out. You know what I'm saying? At the gas station, just walking out. You dapped him up. Y'all talked for like 15 minutes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that nigga affiliated too. You be like, damn, bro, like what the fuck? Yeah, bro. So that's straight what they do, man. They are most definitely zoned in on it. But
you can fight or you can make features.
You can fight or you can just make some good ass music, man. Good ass music will always prevail.
Rich the Kid and Lil Uzi, these guys want to throw them hands, and it's like y'all can make some good music.
Yeah, they both make good music. Like everybody makes good music. I don't want to see anybody just leave the game or any of that shit. Get your coins, you know what I'm saying, and just make some good ass music, but. I just feel like, man, go to the tracks with it. You know what I'm saying? Unless a nigga really is over the super disrespectful shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But niggas be trying to test their gangster. And then they really try to test their gangster just for little 13-year-old white kids at the crib. And they thinking that this type of shit is cool. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you're not from this world. You're not from this realm. So you won't get how serious this shit can get for real. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Like, y'all thinking that it's straight just like, it's so fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? It's straight just like, fam, like, it might be very entertaining, but, you know what I'm saying? It can get for real, for real. Like, you seen that shit, like, nigga, I'm sure Rich the Kid probably just thought he could make tracks about Uzi, and he ain't think bro was gonna pull up on him in his hometown. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro.
Yeah,
had bro jump behind the counter. My nigga was like, "You said you wanted the number five, bro. You said you were." Like my nigga, my nigga straight jumped behind that motherfucker, dog. Hey, bro. So you seen that video of the dude that my nigga straight was just at the party getting his jam on. He having a funky good time. You hear me? My nigga straight doing cartwheels and backflips and shit.
Ooh.
And the nigga straight burner fell out.
Yeah, bro. I saw that shit, bro. Why the gun go off, nigga, though, after my dude? Like,
yeah, it's straight.
Dude did a backflip with the burner. With why would you do a backflip with a gun? It's a certain way people with pistols gotta move.
Yeah, bro. You not finna be in here just having a... Hey, my nigga was straight. He was on his step up three in his motherfucking
shout out to all the, you know, pistol owners. If you do got something, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you have to move a certain way. You can't be no dumbass.
Yeah.
But to do a backflip when you got
you're doing a backflip, though, and you got the straight swing.
And then it don't go off, though, bro.
It goes off when you pick it up.
Yes.
And you shoot a random dude in the leg, bro. You straight. Dumb nigga.
Yeah.
Straight up. How you do that, dumb? Like, you straight just went on a rant. Yeah, bro. You went on a little run of I wasn't even thinking straight. You know what I'm saying? Bro, like, my nigga, he must have forgot that he had it on him, bro.
I'm watching The Living Color right now, bro. And this dude, Jim Carrey is.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, a funny motherfucker. Jim Carrey, a woke motherfucker too.
Of
though,
course, bro. Dog. But you know, he's a comedian, man.
G real, bro.
That dude is.
Comedian. Yeah, he hella funny, but
he a comedian, bro, to the fullest, bro. That
your boy Jaden Smith, a woke brother too, as well.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, yeah, he was keeping it G real.
G real, 100%. Better yet,
1,100%.
They're like, what do you mean, man? He was talking about like the school systems, education system.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
how you just been trained.
Yeah, little dude was coming with some real shit, man. He was just like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, I googled the word institutionalization today.
Uh-huh.
Just to reconfirm like what institutionalization means.
Yeah.
And also because of the word, bro, it's a long word, but it's just like organization with the whatever, man. But it's like long hallways, the bells,
yeah,
standing in foul lines, listening to authority.
You sitting in a class for 8 hours a day and shit, you know what I'm saying? You but get you get the bell and all that shit. You know, it's just the like prison the prison systems system.
Are built the same
so
way.
Is it so it's basically saying that you just been trained over time to be a slave
like,
then, bro.
Like institutionalized or indoctrinated.
Because yeah, that shit will fuck up your mental, you know what I'm saying? One. Yeah, so man. Even with your mental, you would just be repeating
norms,
the same patterns and all that
get
shit.
Knocked off. Your I guess self will in a sense of getting knocked off like yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Because, I mean, you'll be amazed at how many people really feel like they can't do something or they can't defeat something. You know what I'm saying? But it's because you've been trained this whole time to think that you can't. You know
y'all
what
ever
I'm saying?
Talk to somebody who's, like, inveterate? Anybody who talked to somebody inveterate, like, they just so stuck in their ways that it's just, like, hard to persuade them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, think outside of the box that they've been. It's, they're inveterate. So it's like, it's you kind of, over time, you've been probably just gradually molded into it.
Yeah, because I saw a woman saying that she was like, you know, even if you do suffer from, like, bipolar or just, like, chronic depression, even if you dealt with heartbreak and shit, like, you really just kind of have to find that strength in yourself to, like, move on, push forward somehow. You know what I'm saying? And some people was just saying, like, it's impossible. This is why you need medicine. But it's straight just like...
Medicine? What kind of medicine?
You know, like, yeah. Especially, like, what types of medicines? I know some people were... That's the thing. It's not the herb. That's the thing. I seen a couple people say that, I smoke weed, and when I'm done,
no,
I still
smoking,
deal
it
with
consume
it.
It, you know, because there's more ways to just smoke it.
Yeah, well, I guess they don't consume it then. You know what I'm saying? I guess, some cat do it just like, you know, I smoke it. When I'm done smoking, I still think about it. And J. Cole was kind of saying the same thing, too, though. It's like, it's not a joke or any of that shit, but I think people really underestimate how you can make yourself, like we said, institutionalized, so you become accustomed to it, so you just lit. It's like, I don't know, for lack of a better word, it's kind of like an excuse or some shit. Like you just like, I can't do it and I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Or you really like, it's just crazy how a motherfucker would just like constantly go back to trying to guilt trip you into wanting you to feel bad for him, but it's like, bro, like, fam, like, you can get out of that shit, bro. You can. It's like I always say, bro, it's like every day you have another chance to break chains. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have another chance to just break away from something. You learn new shit every day.
Let's say you know what I'm saying? Let's say you depressed, right? You got a drug addiction or something. Why not move?
Why not move? You know what I'm saying? Why not try to change something, bro? Like, you know, it was some guy from Toronto that had a song basically saying that he was from, well, he not from Toronto. He was from another small part of Canada. But he was like, it was so depressing there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was sad. It's like, it's people with talent, but they don't think that they can just move, bro.
Yeah.
And that's all my nigga, he straight just like, he upped and moved, went to Toronto. It's the more flourishing city. Now look, bruh, straight like, a musician now. Like, he just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. Like, you know, I mean, I guess it can be super serious, bruh, but I think it's still there has to be some type of warrior spirit within you somewhere that's straight like, nah, fuck this shit. Like,
yeah,
no, you know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck this shit. Like, I just not finna go out like that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You most definitely.
Don't let it defeat you, bro.
Yeah,
if you're
depressed or something like that, like something serious, depressed, suicidal, drug addicted, it's an opiate crisis right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. Like,
yeah, you know, we get it.
Motherfuckers trying to.
You trying to lightweight forget, you know what I'm saying, not feel shit, you know what I'm saying, or forget something, you know.
Yeah, man.
So it's like, I understand it.
Positive, though. But
put,
you can get a new crib.
You know what I'm saying? Put positive energy in the universe. You like, no, you know, I'm a fuck around with this. And I just feel like there has to be some type of solution somehow, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you just need to come together with somebody, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, just do something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really what it is, bro.
Kick it with your family more.
Yeah, kick it with your peoples more. Do something, bro.
Don't just just wait.
You know, yeah, you probably don't even need. You
big
probably
things, you know.
Yeah, you probably one of those people that just like
I might don't have
know
to take leadership and plan it yourself.
Yeah, type of shit. You know,
straight
what
up, dog. Like, damn, bro.
You might need to talk about how to love yourself
before,
first.
Like,
bro, you know?
Like, sometimes if you say, bro, you want something, bro, you always hear that maxim or the old. Some of these sayings are like, I think ancient, bro. Like,
yeah,
you live by your rep, goddamn me.
Yeah,
you are what you eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, all that shit.
Exactly.
You reap what you sow. Like,
yeah.
Every now and then, bro, throughout life, you're going to, like, hear these things are going to sneak back up on you and, like, dying on you. Like, bro, that it's true.
Yeah, it's
like,
true, though. Yeah, it's real.
And the one that's real true, what we talking about is, you know, be careful what you wish
yeah,
for, bro.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Because when you get it, it's going to be there, but you got to be ready. You
yeah,
know
you
got to
be ready for it.
And
yeah.
Man,
it's understandable to be afraid of shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, even with success, bro, that can be, you know, you could be like, oh, shit. Like,
new responsibility.
Yeah,
you know?
New responsibility, a new whole thing. That's why I be saying, like, people would think just because even when you see celebrities, like, oh, they just millionaires, they ain't got no worries. But it's like, fam, like,
you
know, they
get off your ass and on your feet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Food, bro.
Yeah, it's some shit going on with them niggas too, bro. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker suing them every 5 seconds, bro, because you just happened to be in Popeyes and shit. And I slipped or
bro,
something, bro.
More
but
money,
you was in this
more problem.
Yeah, more money, more
shit,
problems.
Bro.
And it's like,
all
I can believe
shit,
that shit, dog.
Yeah,
like,
it's true. It's
like,
shit.
For real. We think it's more because it's like, yeah, obviously it looked like they may have more shit. And when they go broke, it ain't never like our level of broke. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, bro, it's like, you can't think that these motherfuckers don't go into debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit, bro. Like, they have a lot more shit invested, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It goes into it.
Yeah, it's a lot to, especially going into trying to maintain the role. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard some person say one time, like, it isn't. I don't know.
You don't even have a fucking clue what you wanted to say, God. Straight up, bro. R.I.P.
No,
to Kate Spade.
Thing, man. Like, you gotta be responsible too if you wish for something and it come through. You gotta, you know, handle that shit. But
yeah,
dog. R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Kate Spade. They were saying in a parent suicide. She left a note for her daughter and shit.
Yeah, bro. That's why we talking about.
That's why we just talking about what we was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
straight up, dog.
Or even just how Chester Bennington from Linkin Park had died and shit. It's just like, damn. Like,
ain't that dude's sister, bro? You say, bro, David, bro. Dude who act the good actor, dog. That's his sister, isn't it?
Who?
David Spade.
Oh yeah, David Spade. That's
yeah,
his sister-in-law.
Yeah, bro. That dude. That's a good actor too. For y'all,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it is, bro. Yeah, dude, hella funny, bro.
Yeah, he's funny, bro. He's a funny comedian too, bro.
Yeah, he's straight a hilarious motherfucker, dog. But yeah, RIP to Kate Spade, man. Prayers out to your family.
And condolences,
yes, you know what I'm saying? But that goes back to what we were just saying, like, bro, like, solutions.
Believe in yourself.
Help
this
one. Hey, it is, bro. Straight up. Reach out to somebody, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But you got to fix you, too, I feel like, you know. But other than that, man.
A nice flamingo.
Yeah, you see the flamingos on the sock joints, dog? Straight up, I'll be out here running. Hey, man, The Rock, man. Shout out to the fucking Dwayne Johnson, bro. That was like my favorite wrestler when I was a kid and shit. Straight up, bro. Like, that was my nigga. Like, he can do no wrong. It's basically how everybody taking up for Drake. Nigga, The Rock could do no wrong, my nigga. Like, I used to be sad when Stone Cold would beat his ass, bro. Like, he could never be Stone Cold or Triple H, bro.
Wait, quick question, though, bro.
Yeah.
And it might be too philosophical.
Yeah.
But if he asking you, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Wouldn't that imply that he cooking?
Yeah, he cooking.
Okay, so if it imply that he cooking, what the fuck was The Rock cooking?
Hell nah, bro.
I mean,
what the fuck was bro cooking?
Omelet. Omelet in the morning,
bro.
Time, bro. My nigga,
that
like tagline or whatever,
yeah,
bro. It dined on him in the morning. We making an omelet,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Do you smell what
The Rock is cooking? Like, whack ass, dude.
Onions, garlic, and peppers.
Yeah, you know, that's why The Rock is the new Steven Seagal, man. We putting that out there, dog. The Rock is, he's taking dude's place, bruh. Straight up, dog.
Like, you know you got diehard Rock friends,
too. Yeah, it's diehards, man. Bring it on, man. The Rock, you still my nigga, too, bruh. Yeah. Straight up. If you ever hear this shit, man, if somebody plug it to you, like, yo, these niggas straight on here flaming you,
but you gotta get flamed.
You know what I'm saying? We about to light your ass up right now, my nigga. You straight. Stop taking Steven movie Seagal roles for a minute, man.
Yeah, bro, I want to.
Like, bro, you everywhere, bro.
Get in on some of that.
Yeah,
yo,
bro, you straight everywhere. One, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like they booking you in the wackest shit. Like you,
Steven Seagal was the he was in a lot of shit.
Yeah, bro, up, Steven Seagal got like 1,000 movies. The shuttle
roles, bro. Let me
and,
get
and
a
just be having the wackest. Like it's your one liners that's hella trash, bro. One dog, but then it just be like the little smirk on your face and shit. Like you just do like a whack ass eye gaze into the camera and you be like, bro, get this whack ass dude. Yeah. You breaking arms and shit. It's just like, man. And then some but of the storylines be like,
that dude, I saw him recently though, man. We saw him to do the.
Yeah, he'll beat your ass though.
Break your arm less than
one. Oh, yeah, Steven Seagal. Second. Yeah, yeah. That dude's so, man. That dude's so whack, man. But didn't it look like it was fake low key though, dog?
We would love to have an interview.
We would love to have an interview with The Rock, bro.
And Steven Seagal.
Let's get them together.
Please. At my
Rock
place.
And Steven Seagal at
we
the
can
same
do that
show,
shit right bro. Here.
Yeah, right now, bro. Man. Straight up. Yeah, we gotta ask, bro. What's like straight up, like pause day scene and shit. Like, what was going through your mind at this time? My dude, The Rock, bro, was sitting in the hospital in Fast and the Furious, bro. He straight see them straight, like, they mobbing through the city. They turn the city up, bro. My dude on the hospital bed. He just happened to be looking at the news. He look at the camera and say, Toretto. Like, you just knew it was him, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah, I know. They getting to their money, though, yeah, man.
They getting to their bread,
bro. Let me get in on the movie, bro. I'm actually... Bro, I'd be the best actor in the motherfucker, probably.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Again, bro, y'all cold-blooded.
Yeah, I mean, if Tyrese in here straight getting it cracking, bro.
Yeah, they cold-blooded, though, with the acting, bro.
Yeah.
I have to, like, practice them. Maybe, do they go to school?
Yeah, bro. They probably go to school for it, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Moses is probably in plays and shit, you know?
This is how you want to do your eyebrow. When you smile, you really got to squint.
You really got to sell it. You got to really get your face muscles together and all that shit. You hear me? Straight up. Hey, do you like plays though, bro? You ever been to a play, bro?
I need to start fucking with them more. It's a lot
why,
of good places.
The dames be in there, man. My nigga said,
hell yeah. Hell yeah. Confirmed. And also, it'd fuck around and be a good play, man.
Yeah.
The Repertory Theater, the motherfucking, like, all these colleges, man. We should probably hit them up more, yo.
Would you go?
Some good young shows. Dance show, step shows.
Yeah, yeah. I like dance show, step shows and shit. I just really don't be, I'm not a fan of, like, the musical, bro.
Yeah, I knew you was going to say that,
the
bro.
The musical is so whack, bro.
I was going to say the Muni, bro, but
I ain't fucking with no musical, bro.
We probably lost, like, 10,000.
Yeah, then we... They dropped off the map. They like, these dudes, fuck them. No place of malice, bro. Not at all, bro.
There's some bad musicals out there, but there's some good ones too.
A lot of good musicals, but I just like they whack. Like just like they whack, bro. Hey, come on, my nigga. Like straight. Like I don't want to see that. I hate watching movies when they just break out and just start fucking singing out of nowhere and shit. This shit is so whack, bro. Like,
it turned into a musical.
Yeah, straight like what, bro? Silly, no. Like, where did that even come from, man?
Like, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Whenever I'm watching a movie, bro, and I expect for it to be a movie, and then everybody get together and start singing, I just feel like, bro, it turned into a musical.
Niggas start doing the same, like, they know dude dance moves now, bro, but he just busted shit out today, bro. Like,
if it's a movie, you can't
come on, man.
Bro, that's only fair, bro. If it's a movie, You can't intertwine movies and musicals because it's musicals take over movies.
Yeah.
They greater than, yeah. bro. It's like once you get to everybody like dancing and singing along and it's not good, then it's gonna be really, really bad.
Yeah. yeah.
Straight up, bro. It's gonna be a really, really bad musical, dog.
Yeah.
yeah. You can't combine the two and be sleeping on one, man, for real.
Yeah, nah. Hell nah, dog.
I'd see that shit whack. Too, bro, and I'd be rolling, dog. I'd be like, hell nah.
I'd be hating, like, when you just know what's gonna happen in a fucking movie, bro.
That fucking Family Guy, though, bro, it's like a cartoon slash musical, but it'd be funny because when they be singing, these cats be killing me, bro.
Yeah.
A couple of them be like that. It'd be like a fucking, like a musical slash, like cartoon or whatever movie, but they'd be like half. I don't know. I guess they just had comedy in it too.
I used to hate, bro. Like I don't know if they still do it in movies now and shit, bro. But just like the leading dude and the leading girl and shit, bro. They just going through like all types of shit the whole movie. Then at the end they kiss, bro. Like get the fuck, like come on. It's like why, bro? Or I be wondering like do movies need the climax, hey, yo, bro?
Has anybody seen Unsung? Unsane?
No, I haven't seen it.
Man. To the people who seen Unsane, that movie is fucking gold. I ain't even see the whole movie.
Hey, you said that nigga Billy Ocean in there, bro?
Billy Ocean.
I don't know, bro. My nigga Billy Ocean, though.
But it's just like, so in a nutshell, motherfucking movie about a stalker, but to like the highest level, though.
Yeah.
So just imagine, man. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you get a ladies fucking stalker who on it to the level where they like a fucking like kill you, bro. And it's like holy shit, bro. Like to the point where they are like get a job. Like if you go to the hospital, they got a job at the hospital, goddamn me. Whether it be like mopping the floor or something.
Yeah, he straight like, in that motherfucker.
You see what I'm saying, dog?
That's crazy.
So y'all gotta check that motherfucking movie out.
Ooh,
shout out to him, dog.
That's creepy, bro.
I was like, holy shit, yo.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, like I say, bro, I be watching a lot of the shit like on like the ID channel, and they be having stuff like that, and that be real life shit that then straight happen to people. You know what I'm saying?
That's the scariest thing about
that's
it.
That's scary,
like,
bro.
It's so many people and stuff are here. Like, man, it's been some, you, bro. Like, for example. Y'all should go and Google unsolved motherfucking murder mysteries in St. Louis. Some of them are so unbelievably graphic, yo.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, motherfuckers was blah, blah, blah at the bottom of what
would
title?
One, would
execution
one be,
style, god damn.
Damn, bro. Would one be able to stomach that, though?
It's graphic, yeah.
It's graphic, though?
Yeah.
Is it just like human nature for people to just be like off the wall, like, berserk though,
fuck,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's pretty abnormal, dog. And
yeah.
like I say, man, it's mental.
It's mental.
My sister said it
everything
best.
Is mental.
She was
bro.
Like, just how your body can get sick, you know, yeah. like how you can get a cancer or like a cold. You can get the flu or fucking real shit. Like,
yeah.
you can get sick.
Develop this shit.
Yeah, you get sick or whatever, bro. That shit happened for real.
Yeah.
So it's like same thing with the mind. It's parallel. Like your mind, you can have a. Your physical can get sick and your mental can get sick. Like that's the picture. She
so in some cases, I guess one wouldn't be able to help themselves. Then perhaps.
Yes, bro. That's why it's scary.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why like that movie is scary. That's a person with a mental problem,
yeah.
Jack.
A severe, though.
Yeah,
severe mental problem.
To the highest case or whatever, but it's not. It's not like. Implot, like, you
bro,
know
have you seen the show on Netflix called Evil Genius? Bro, that shit is crazy, though. It's like, it's along the lines of that. I'm talking about this woman just looked regular her whole life, hella beautiful. Then one day, bro, she just just became like a nut, like, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like very manipulative and all that. And they was like, they diagnosed her like so many different times, bro. You know what I'm saying? She would just always say she got 5 master's degrees or some shit like that. But it was crazy because she was cool with a dude that was just as much of a nutcase as her. And they was in love, bruh. And these dudes straight, like, had a few other homies, bruh. There was nuts, bruh.
What
it was
you call one nutcase and another nutcase?
Two nuts?
A sack of balls.
A sack of balls. But
I guess you just need to
keep positive.
And you also be positive, keep watch positive, your back. Stay around. Yeah. Just stay around positive people, man. You'll feel protected.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? This should have happened, and it's like, you know, you watch your back.
There's people like, God damn, man. Just pray for people. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Do that too. Pray for people, man. It's okay. Like, that's your, if it's your family or somebody, you love them and all that shit, bro. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, man. Just pray for them. You know, it ain't no joke or none of that shit, you know. Man. We know exactly how real it is, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, guys.
Like, subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
Comment.
Comment. Tell your mama. Tell your uncle. Your cousin. Your mama. You know your saying? Mama's mama. Tell your boss.
Mama.
Tell your boss's boss. And then, like,
tell your boss to tell his fucking.
Tell his boss
to tell her boss.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go to, like, if your job having, like, a cookout, you know what I'm saying?
Go from the top down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Go from the CEO.
Just get it out of there. You hear me? Just randomly just start playing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
A gift bestowed upon you.
Upon you. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian McKnight and Ralph Lauren. We're out.